towards Granny. She told him about Esk's birth and the coming of the old wizard, and the staff, and Esk's forays into magic. By the time she had finished, she had succeeded in rolling a tight, thin cylinder that burned with a small blue flame and made her eyes water.
I don't know that shaky nerves wouldn't be better, she wheezed.
Cutangle wasn't listening. This is quite astonishing, he said. You say the child didn't suffer in any way?
Not that I noticed, said Granny. The staff seemed, well, on her side, if you know what I mean.
And where is the staff now?
She said she threw it in the river.
The old wizard and the elderly witch stared at each other, their faces illuminated by a flare of lightning outside. Cutangle shook his head.
The river's flooding, he said. It's a million to one chance.
Granny smiled grimly. It was the sort of smile that wolves ran away from. Granny grasped her broomstick purposefully.
Million to one chances, she said. Crop up 9 times out of 10.
End of CD 6.